Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Because God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. How do you get these spiritual blessings manifesting your physical life? It is by taking something physical and then you attract all the riches in heaven into your physical life. That is how come Abraham was so blessed. After this encounter with Melchizedek, God appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am your reward. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to understand that kingdom tithing is good for us because it has got better promises. Number two, kingdom tithing is good for us because it is a witness and a proclamation that Jesus is resurrected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at the book of Hebrews chapter 7. Jesus is resurrected.
Now yes, we are sorry.
When we give tithe, we are proclaiming. We are saying by that activity that Jesus is alive. Our priest is alive. He is resurrected. He is resurrected to receive our tithes. Hebrews 7 and then verse 8. Here under the Levitical order, men receive tithes. Mortal men, they receive tithes, but there he receives them of whom it is witnessed that he lives. Hallelujah. The Bible says that our Melchizedek, who is Jesus, receives our tithes.
Now, Bible today says, "Yes, Melchizedek, no,
why? Because he is alive.
Now, Jesus,
because he is resurrected. So, when you give your tithes, you are proclaiming. You are going for witnessing to the principalities and the powers that Jesus,
hallelujah, say yes,
he is resurrected. And he is worthy to receive our tithes. Although he is not a Levite, but his priesthood is after the order of an endless life. We are the people to proclaim that Jesus resurrected. And we do it by paying our tithes. We also have a way of proclaiming the death of Jesus. You may not verbalize it, but the Bible says, when you take the bread and the wine, his body and his blood, you are proclaiming that Jesus died. So Melchizedek, Jesus gives you bread and wine to proclaim that I died for you.
Now Melchizedek,
to make you a king and a priest. And we reciprocate by giving our tithes to proclaim he did not just die for me. He did not your grave. By the power of an endless life. Because he is a priest that has no beginning and no ending. Because he is the original priest before the Levites. He is alive. He did not just die. He is alive. This message must go well into the spirit realm. That is how to fight spiritually. That is spiritual warfare. Whereby we take charge of the spiritual. And we take charge over the physical. It's not just by, I love prayer. I pray all the time. Some of you who stand here, I'm always praying. I pray all the time. I tell you, I really pray. But I know prayer is not the end of it. We do spiritual warfare by the Lord's Supper and by paying our tithe. That is why I want to encourage you. Proclaim that Jesus is alive. I told you last week that the post-resurrection plan of the devil is to use money to muzzle the truth that Jesus is alive. He wants to proclaim a message, and up to today the Jewish people believe that he didn't even come, he didn't even die. They are even still expecting him because they don't believe Jesus is the one. That he didn't resurrect. His disciples stole his body. By paying our tithe, we are countering that thing.
Hallelujah.
That he is alive.
Hallelujah.
So paying your tithe, it glorifies Jesus. He sits in heaven and there he receives it. You bring it to him and he says, my son believes that I am alive to take tithes.
Jesus. Now what the man or transfer no say me be or jitum samiti asi me wuye.
So paying your tithe is a witness that you are giving to heaven. That I believe Jesus has resurrected. I am no more in my sins. The Bible says that if we believe that Jesus did not resurrect, then we are in our sins. But because we believe that Jesus is alive, then we are not in our sins. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Because he cleanses. Oh, hallelujah. I said he cleanses us. Look at Luke chapter 11. Let me show you something. In Luke chapter 11, verse 37. And then the Bible says, I want us to get the context. And as Jesus spoke, a certain Pharisee asked him to dine with him, so he went in and sat down to eat. When the Pharisee saw it, he marveled that he had not first washed before dinner. He didn't do ceremonial washing after the tradition of the elders. Then the Lord said to him, the Pharisee, hey, we should be careful because Jesus is a guest. He has gone there. He's talking to, he's teaching them.
He
says, and now you Pharisees make the outside of the cup and the dish clean. But your inward part is full of greed and wickedness. Foolish ones, Did not he who made the outside make the inside also? In other words, he was saying the outside and the inside, they must all be clean. He's showing them how they can get them clean. But rather, give alms of such things as you have. Then indeed. Please underline indeed. All things are clean to you. Says that when you give alms, it cleanses all things. All things will be clean to you, both the inside and the outside. And then he continues. But woe to you, Pharisees. Please note, but in verse 41 and but in verse 42. He was saying that I'm speaking about the same thing. One, I said, give alms. But I am speaking in the same breath. It's a conjunction, but I'm joining the thing. So verse 42, but woe to you, Pharisees, for you tithe mint and rue and all manner of herbs and pass by justice and the love of God. These you ought to have done without leaving the other undone.
Well, see, when you know, yeah, some of you to so do or have been in your men in them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you know what Jesus is teaching here? He is teaching that through almsgiving and through tithing, things become clean. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your inside and your outside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. So when you have something, God blesses you with an income, and you take some, you bring it to the church, it cleanses everything. He says, indeed, practically, everything becomes clean. The unrighteous mammon is no more an unrighteous mammon. Because of your act of giving. Your tithe. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let me end by showing you one major feature of kingdom tithing. So that you know that I am doing kingdom tithing. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let's go to the book of Genesis chapter 14.
Genesis 2 do now.
How do I know I am doing kingdom tithing? I'll give you the foundation there. And ended with the teaching of Jesus. How do I know I am not in any other tithing than the kingdom one? The kingdom one that glorifies our glorified resurrected Jesus.
Hallelujah. Na sa ahine mu tutusu odudu na eyi sa ye Nyankopon wa owo wu sori etumi no aye.
That is a witness. Jesus is proud of it because all the angels see that, yes, the people believe I am resurrected. And the sign, the witness is the tithe they are bringing. In Genesis chapter 14, there is this king of Sodom who comes to Abraham. Just after Abraham had given the 10 to Melchizedek, our type of Jesus. This king is trying to introduce other graces into Jesus' financial grace. In the financial grace that Abraham had received by tithing when Melchizedek blessed him. The king of Sodom was introducing religious grace into it. Abraham was quick to see it. What did the king do? The king said, after Abraham gave the tithe, the next verse, then the king came
and
said, take all the goods for yourself and give me only the persons.
Abraham said
to the face of the king, I have lifted up my hand to the Most High God, El Elyon. The El Elyon, who is the possessor of heaven and earth. How did he do that? By giving the tenth. It was a lifting of his hand to the Most High God. That my riches must come from you. That what I want is not any other grace to be rich. I don't want a religious grace to be rich. Because I can do that and the riches will control me. I will not rule over my money. I will not rule over my wealth. Because he came religiously. He came from the world system. And the world will come demanding his thing. So Abraham refused it. And he said, what I have done is that I have paid my tithe. And that is a way of lifting my hand to God. Who controls the riches of the earth and the spiritual blessings in heavenly places. That it is only through him that I want to be rich.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and his kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abraham went.
Abraham
with 380 men, he went to fight five kings, nations. He had a lot of booty. If he had taken the things for himself, he would have been rich. But it will not be the riches as from Melchizedek, the riches as from the grace of our Lord Jesus. So he said, in effect, I refuse the thing. I will even take a lace, a shoelace.
Otherwise,
he will say, I made Abraham rich. Abraham didn't want any system to take the credit for the things God was going to do for him.
Nana Abraham,
he wanted financial grace of Jesus. Bible says that Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it in the person of
Melchizedek.
And he was glad. He was satisfied. That is why you must know, my brother and my sister who is doing secular work, whom God is saying that go and do secular work, he is trying to tell you that by doing secular work, that is not how you become rich. If it, you think it is your pay, you are mistaken. It is the tenth you give to the church that Jesus receives. That our endless life high priest receives. That is how you get financial grace of Jesus. That type of grace that will not make you compromise your ideals in this world. That type of grace that when Jesus gives you abundance,
the
abundance of fishes, as he gave the top three apostles, it will mean nothing to you. You will leave it and you will follow him, because it comes with a certain revelation. I love the giver. Oh, not the gift. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want this financial grace, you must also lift up your hands to El Elyon, the one who is in charge of this world system, and then, so to speak, your job and your boss and the people, your benefactors and the people who are paying you, the one who is in charge. Tell him, I want the kingdom type. I want the type after the order of Melchizedek. I don't want to mix it with my religious thinking, that it is my job that must make me rich. No. Abraham said, I won't take the goods, all the plentiful goods, because it's not my job, the work that I did to earn it legitimately. It is not that which will make me rich. It is the tenth that will make me rich.
Now, Abraham can say, me first I know my way in I say no ne bema medie. Never to so do na metria no ne bema medie.
I want to encourage all of us.
Now me person me say yin and crime
to pay your tithe.
Say yin chair to so do.
Because it is far more than what you are thinking about. It is an organized giving that is able to bring all grace abound towards you, that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, will abound unto every good work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's end it with the words of Jesus in Luke chapter 11. We have read that scripture already, where Jesus Christ tells the Pharisee that you guys, you are tithing legalistically. You tithe mint and rue and cumin and herbs. So do you know what they were doing? They had a way of weighing their grains. They had a way of weighing it, literally counting the grain so that it's tenth. Some people don't believe that they can't obey the law. They think they can obey the law, but the law said one tenth. If it becomes one eleventh, I don't know whether you call it obedience. Jesus was saying to them that tithing, kingdom tithing, it's a love response. It's not a legalistic response. Says that you people, you are tightening everything. Fincham. But you have bypassed the weightier matters of the law. The love of God. And justice.
Any training.
He was saying, you have to do the tithing. But the love of God, let it mingle. Because the same God who made the outside made the inside. The same God who said this commandment also said that commandment. The same God who said Pay your tithes. He said, thou shalt love the Lord. So mingle it together. Says that these things you have to do it. And not to leave the other one undone. In other words, mix it up. So that your tithing under the kingdom arrangement is because of your love for God. God wants love, obedience, not legalistic obedience. Because you can obey God, but out of duty. It's my duty to pay tithe. In the kingdom arrangement, we go beyond that. We look at it as a love response. So that you are not legalistic about it. So that if you give one 30th, it's still your tithe. Your love has defined it. Because it's a love response. He said in 1 Corinthians 13, you can give out till you give your body to be bent for God.
And for,
but if it is not mingled with love, if it's not a love response to the cause of God, it profits you nothing. Have you seen kingdom tithing? It's a love response. He desires the love of God more than the legalistic bent offering and sacrifices. When somebody said that love for God is more than all bent offerings and all sacrifices, Jesus said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. If we have a better covenant, our response should be better. How do you feel when people, your children, come to you and they say they want to give you something, and then they each take it and then some?
Will be our first take.
Maybe you have levied something on them. Every man bring me chop money because I'm too old, I can't work.
Maybe I walk out of my mama who say 50 moon show me the men to busu me be 100 Ghana.
Go to 2 Corinthians 9:5b. We will end. And then your children says, hey, take it. They do it like a duty. Sometimes you take the money and you don't feel like even enjoying it.
Now,
these people,
come forward.
Please, let me see that they are doing it out of love for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you in 2 Corinthians 9? Verse 5b. Read it for me. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5b. Organized giving. An example is tithing. 2 Corinthians 9, 5. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren to go to you ahead of time and prepare your generous gift beforehand, which you have previously promised, that it may be ready. That it may be ready as a matter of generosity and not as a grudging obligation. In kingdom giving, we don't give it as a grudging obligation. We give it as a love response. And God is able to make all the grace abound towards you. Receive the financial grace of Jesus to make you rule in this life.
This
year onwards, pay your tithe. And see what God does in your life. God bless you.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.